Evans tries an O-level summary class 12th English, presented by StudyCBSENotes.com. Characters: 1. James Roderick Evans, a prisoner. 2. Secretary of the Examination Board, a higher official of the Examination Board. 3. Governor, the governor of HM Prison, Oxford. 4. Mr. Jackson, a prison officer. 5. Mr. Stevens, a prison officer. 6. Reverend Stuart McCleary, an invigilator. 7. Mr. Carter, a detective superintendent. 8. Mr. Bell, a detective chief inspector. Theme: the story depicts a clash of wit between a criminal and the law enforcing authorities, in which the prisoner Evans befools the jail authorities and manages to escape from the prison. If the government and law enforcing officials are vigilant, crime can be detected and criminals can be booked. But criminals like Evans can hoodwink the authorities and escape punishment as long as the officials are slow and lack alertness and wit. More summary: it is the month of early March. The secretary of the examination board receives a call from the governor of the HM prison, Oxford. He tells that a prisoner named Evans has started night classes in O-level German. Now he wants to attain some academic qualification. The secretary replies that there is no need to worry. All the necessary forms and other requisite material will be sent. They will give him a chance. He inquires about Evans. The governor tells him that Evans has no record of violence. Rather, he is an amusing fellow. He is one of the stars at the Christmas concert. The secretary asks him if they can arrange a room where Evans can sit in for the examination. The governor tells that the room of Evans can be used for this purpose. The secretary agrees and tells that they could get a parson from St. Mary Mag's to invigilate. The governor takes utmost care to see that he would not be fooled. Every care was taken to make Evans prepare for the exam. He was tutored by a German teacher for 6 months. The day before the exam, the teacher wishes good luck but makes it clear that he had hardly any chance of getting through. But Evans gives an ironical twist to the tutor's observation by saying, "I may surprise everybody." On the day of the exam, Jackson and Stevens visited Evans' cell and took away everything that may help him injure himself. Evans was insisted to take away the hat, but he refused, saying that it was lucky charm. Evans' cell was bugged so that the governor could himself listen to each and every conversation in the cell. The invigilator Reverend S.M.C. Leary too was searched and left him. Invigilator Reverend S.M.C. Leary too was searched and left him to complete the task. Stephen, sitting outside the cell every now and then, peeped into the cell. The exam went on smoothly. Stephen escorted the invigilator to the main gate and looked into Evans' cell and found the invigilator. Actually, Evans, wounded, informed the governor. The latter was to be hospitalized but informed that he was all right and asked them to follow Evans. Thus he escaped the prison. When the invigilator was not found in the hospital, they went to the residence of Reverend S.M.C. Leary, only to find him bound and gagged in his study in Broad Street. He has been there since 8:15 a.m. Now everything was clear to the governor. Evan escaped the prison the fourth time, but by taking the hint from the question paper, the governor reached the hotel where Evans was staying. He captured him and came to know how he planned his escape. The governor said that his game was over. Evans surrendered himself to the governor. Evans was handcuffed and sent away with the prison officer in the prison van, but here again he befools the governor. Both the prison officer and the prison van were part of the plan devised by Evans' friends. Once again he was a free bird. Gist of the lesson: Evans, a kleptomaniac, was in prison thrice and all the time escaped from the prison. Now he was in the prison for the fourth time and all of a sudden developed curiosity to appear in O-level German examination, which also was an effort to break the prison. The governor takes utmost care to see that he would not be fooled. Every care was taken to make Evans prepare for the exam. He was tutored by a German tutor for 6 months. The day before the exam, the tutor wishes good luck but makes it clear that he had hardly any chance of getting through. But Evans gives an ironical twist to the tutor's observation by saying, "I may surprise everybody." On the day of the exam, Jackson and Stevens visited Evans' cell and took away everything that may help him injure himself. Evans was insisted to take away the hat, but he refused, saying that it was lucky charm. Evans' cell was bugged so that the governor could himself listen to each and every conversation in the cell. The invigilator Reverend S. McCleary too was searched and left him to complete the task. Stephen, sitting outside the cell every now and then, peeped into the cell. The exam went on smoothly. Stephen escorted the invigilator to the main gate and took a look into Evans' cell and found the invigilator. Actually, Evans, wounded, informed the governor. The latter was to be hospitalized but informed that he was all right and asked them to follow Evans. Thus he escaped the prison. When the invigilator was not found in the hospital, they went to the residence of Reverend S. McCleary, only to find him bound and gagged in his study in Broad Street. He has been there since 8:15 a.m. Now everything was clear to the governor. Evan escaped the prison the fourth time, but by taking the hint from the question paper, the governor reached the hotel where Evans was and captured him and came to know how he planned his escape and said that his game was over. Evans surrenders himself to the governor. The governor tells Evan they would meet soon. The moment they are rid of the governor, the so-called prison officer, a friend of Evans, unlocks the handcuffs and asks the driver to move fast, and Evans tells him to turn to Newbury.